Back now with Day to Day and senior producer Steve Proffitt here to help share some of your letters. Steve?
Alex, our story about the New York Times feature, The Metropolitan Diary, and a successful attempt to plant a fake item in it, was the subject of letter after letter after letter.
Well, this is our reporter, Mike Pesca, who did this story. He always gets mail, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Now, The Metropolitan Diary is a collection of amusing anecdotes sent in by readers that are supposed to illustrate the levity of life in the city.
Its audience consists largely of elderly people who look on it as a kind of one bright spot in a week of otherwise gloomy news.
That's Michael Pollack of The New York Times. He edits The Metropolitan Diary, which has lots of fans and also quite a few detractors.
So a couple of those detractors are hosts of a radio show, and they enlisted listeners to help create the perfect but fake Metropolitan Diary letter.
Right. Then a 21-year-old intern for the show named Andrea Salenzi submitted the bogus item. She used her name. As Mike Pesca reported, the scam was revealed.
So Michael Pollack contacted the administration at Wesleyan University, where Ms. Salenzi is a student, and she was questioned by a dean about the incident.
And in her defense, she noted it was a joke, and she was, after all, only 21. Our reporter, Mike Pesca, wondered,
will we soon see the paper alerting co-op boards or grand juries? Be advised, the person before you once lied to the New York Times.
I'm disappointed with Mike Pesca's story, writes Jacob Kushner of Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Kushner notes that unlike stories that can be fact-checked, the Metropolitan Diary must rely on the honesty of the people who submit items, and Ms. Salenzi violated that trust.
I bet those gray-haired readers of Metropolitan Diary would have known better than to violate the trust, writes Ronald Franzese of Jacksonville, Florida.
And Margaret Klein of Wichita, Kansas wonders, would NPR have found humor in the situation if the target was Day to Day?
Finally, listener Gary Bishop of Dallas was struck by this story and by another we also aired last Friday about an award-winning photograph taken in a bombed-out Beirut neighborhood.
This was a picture of some well-dressed people in a convertible. Many newspapers identified them as tourists looking at the bombing disaster there from the war last summer. In fact, they were local residents.
Mr. Bishop notes the two stories illustrate the fact that a photographic image does not represent the truth any more than the written word. Thanks to that from Gary Bishop, and thanks to all who wrote us, you can do so as well.
Go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. Day-to-Day Steve Proffitt, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.